Here we're holding Masecht Menachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, we'll start over again from the last Gemara there, the last five lines. Again, that we have a Shiloh, a Stira in Rabbi Shimon. So one place Rabbi Shimon says, if you have a Machshava from one Mincha to another Mincha, that the Machshava is Psula, it passes the Mincha, or else it's La'olun L'bailu Mishim Chayva. And another place, and now Mishter, the Gemara right away, starts off, Rabbi Shimon holds, by a Mincha there's no Machshava Psula. So we have three Tvutzim. Samora says now, Kula Karab Yamri. All the other two means Rava and Rabashi does not like Rab's Teretz. That Rabba first said a chiluk between Shino Kodesh and Shino Bailim, and he held that by Shino Kodesh, since it's Nika clearly that the Machshava is a Machshava Psula, that does not pass according to Rabbi Shimon. That was Rabba's Teretz. Samora says, the other ones are not like the Teretz, the other Rab, because the Svar is just the opposite, like Rabba says. But the Svar is that Machshava, the Minkara, Posa Rachmana, that the more Nika, the more we can tell that the Machshava is false, that's the biggest Svar Torah says is possible. That's the bigger Machshava Psula. So therefore, Rav and Ravashi does not like Rav's Teretz. Now, Karova, how come the other two does not like Rav's Teretz? That he said a Chiluk, that only by Menachis, because the Posa Gzois Torah says Mincha, that one Mincha to another Mincha is kosher, but a Mincha to a Zevach or Zvachim is possible. Why doesn't the other two like Rav's Teretz? Tumor says, Karovo layamri, because the Zeus Teres leimashmalhu. They do not hold this Rosha of the Zeus Teres and Mincha means to say, if you have a Machshava to bring one Mincha, l'shem another Mincha, that there's no Psul Machshava. If they hold, why not? L'maisi, there's a Psul of Shino Kodesh, so it should apply even to a Mincha also. Therefore, the other two do not like Rav's Teretz. Now, Kravashi, how come the first two, Rav and Rav, does not like Kravashi's Teretz as a Chiluk, whether you mention just a Kli, or whether you mention the Mincha? Layarma, they do not like it. Mishum Kusha de Ravacha, Bered de Rav, because Ravacha, Bered de Rav is Kasha, therefore they do not like Ravashi's Teretz. Said he asked, if you bring in a Mincha Chareva, and you have a mind L'shem Abalula, so over there it should be possible. Achur, over there you're not mentioning the Kli, you mean the Mincha, it should be possible. So true, Ravashi gave a Teretz to say, Balula means Blula Bialma. Now, call upon him, Rav and Rabba do not like that Teretz. So therefore, each one gives his own Teretz. Now, the Gemara says that Milso Tepshit Leila Rabba Lahagiso, something that was pushed to Rabba on this way, that Ula Rava Lahagiso, and to Rava was pushed to him this way, we'll soon see what it is you should know, Mi Boile Le Rav Oishi, Rav Oishi had this for a question. Because the boy, Rav Oishi, asks a question like this. V'yamrilun, some say, boy, Rav Oishi, mi Rav Asi, that Rav Oishi asked this question from Rav Asi. And he asked Rav Asi like this. Mincha l'shum zevach. Let's say a kohen is bringing a mincha, and b'shas the kmitzi has in mind, this should be done l'shem korban oilo. Ma li om Rav Shimon. What would Rav Shimon say in such a case? Would this machshava be a machshava psula or not? So who, according to Rabbi, we had before, that Rabbi's tam is that it's a machshava, it's nikeres, it's not called a machshava, so here for sure would not be possible. According to Rava, Rabbi says no, it was a gezeras akosiv of zeis teres and mincha, only a machshava from a mincha to another mincha is not psula, but a machshava from a mincha to a zevach would be possible. So both Rabbi and Rava had a pshitas, but Rav Oishi had this for suffik. And the suffik was, what's the real reason of Rabbi Shimon? Time of the Rabbi Shimon is the real reason of Rabbi Shimon. Mishum machshava de minkara loy posla. Because any time we could see clearly that the machshava is a machshava psula, like from the minchas machavas to the minchas macheshes, we could see clearly it's a false machshava. It does not passel. If so, machshava de minkaru. Here also, if you bring in a mincha and you have a mind the shema zevach, it's also called the machshava de minkaru. Avada would not be posla according to Rabbi Shimon. Iduma, but Rav Oishi had a suffix, maybe no. Iduma, maybe. Time with Rabbi Shimon Mishum, the Siv, Vizois, Teres HaMincha, Vizavach, like Siv. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon is only by a Mincha, like Rav's reason. The Teres says, Zois, Teres HaMincha. So anytime you bring one Mincha, L'shem another Mincha, there it's not possible. But if you bring a Mincha, L'shem Zavach, it would be Psula. So because Rav Oishi had this for a suffix. Yeah. So Amalais, he said back to him, in other words, he wasn't pushed for the Shiloh. like we do not know really what the reason of Rabbi Shimon is. He had a doubt. It did not come out like either way. And the Gemara says like this, they did not want to answer the way Rabbi learns. Just to say that the Machshava, Hani Keres is not possible, Mishum Kusha, the Abaya. Because Abaya had a question, that what do you want to say that there's no Psul Shinu Kodesh by a Mincha, I did the Ekesh of Shinu Kodesh to Shinu Bailam. So just like there's a Psul of Shinu Bailam by Menachis, there should also be a Psul of Shinu Kodesh. Even if you say a Machshava that Minkara should not be possible. But still, what should be the difference is the Ekesh. So therefore, the Mesupik, maybe this Svar is not like Rabba. And Kerovole Mishanile, they did not want to say, Avoshi did not want to say so simple that the Svar is like Rabba, that the Pshan and Pshim was the Xeris Akosiv of Zeris Teres Amincho. Mishum Kushio, the Zeris Teres Achatis, because they had the question of Zeris Teres Achatis. According to you, if you dash in Zeris Teres Amincho, the same Svar should apply by Achatis also. They should also dash in Zeris Teres Achatis to say, that one chatas l'shem another chatas should not be psula. And vaytik ravashile mishanile. Also, that the Rav Oishi says he does not know the time of Rav Shimon. He's not sure what his reasoning is. Why didn't he want to say like Rav Ashi that the svara of Rav Shimon is since he only mentioned the kli, there's no psula in the kelim. Mishum kushet ravacho bred rava. Because so he had a question again. If you bring a mincha chareva l'shem a balula, why over there is a kshera? The churu there, you're not mentioning the kli. The churu there, you mean the mincha. You see, by mincha also it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. So if Rav Oishi just said, or according to Rabbi Asi one year, so that he's not sure what the reason of Rabbi Shimon is. He was all about daitoi klum higiyanu l'sevdatash Rabbi Shimon. That we did not know really what the real reason of Rabbi Shimon is. Now the Mishnah says that it said again, kol ha-monochis ha-ksherish l'lishmo. But chutz mi minchas chayt minchas kinois, that these two menachis, if the Kohanim make the avoidus, the kemitza, the kabbalah, the halacha, the aktara, shalei lishmo, so they're psulim. So Mor says bishlam mi minchas chayt bishlam mincha. That's brought because of the chet. Either the chet was a shvuas bitoy, or else a tumas mikdash gadoshov. So chatas kai rachmana, the pasuk calls it a chatas. So just like by Korban Chatas, we know Shalor Lishma is Tzula, who are doing by Minchas Chayt, also Shalor Lishma is Tzula. The Pasuk says, Lo Yosim Olea Shemin, Lo Yitin Olea Lovaino, Ki Chatas it, the Pasuk calls it a Chatas. So therefore it's good why Minchas Chayt, Shalor Lishma, is possible. Elo Minchas Kenois, but when a Saita brings a Mincha, a Minchas Kenois, Minolon, how do we know that a mincha kenois was brought shalei lishmo that it's psula? Again, this is the pshanau mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. But how do we know to say that it's psula? So Marin says the toni tona came with Rav Nachman. A tan learned in front of Rav Nachman that minchas kenois moistra nadova. You should know in case of a saita how to bring a mincha, and she was set aside money to bring her mincha. And let's say she has leftover money, she only needed half of the money to bring the mincha. With what does she do with leftover money? So then he has moisven adava, the leftover money you put into the pishkin, the base of migdosh, into the shofaris that has the nadava, and with those nadavis they used to bring a korban eila. When the mizbeach was empty, they would bring a korban eila to the mizbeach. Now, omalei, so Rav Nachman said back to his tano, shapa karmak, you're saying very good. Like, how do you know to say this? He said, it's very good of what you're saying, that the moist leftover money from a minchas kenois goes for nedava. Why? Maskeres oven ksivbo. It says by minchas kenois that it's a maskeres oven that's coming to a maskeres the chet to realize, to tell us if she did the chet as nus or not. Did she decide to do the chet or not? Uvechates ksivim, by korban chates also it says, for yoisa nosan lechem, los es es oven ueda. And it says also, oven oedah. It says the word oven by Korban Chatis. And so Rav Nachman said, ma chatis, just like by Korban Chatis. Moisra nedova, the case you set aside money to bring a Korban Chatis. If you have leftover money, the locher is the moisra. Is the nedova, like Rashi says, k'diyama bishloi vlad chatis nosech the tamura. That the Gemara says in the end of the tamura over there, that zu medris dorish yoyod yakayim, that kesef osham v'kesef chatis lakhanim. Yiyu. The mitzvah habo mi moister chatis mi moister osham is habosel l'shem v'yoros l'kanim. that you have to bring something that the basa goes to Hashem, minach a korban oilo, and the oiris, just the skin, goes to the kohanim. So we learn out minchas kenoyis that the moisah, leftover money, goes for korban oilo, because there's mascheras oven from a korban chatis. It also says the word oven. So he says, ma chatis moisah nedova, is av minchas kenoyis also is moisah nedova. If so, once you have this limut to teach us the halach of moisro of minchas kenoyis goes in a dovo, so from here also I learn out hukei chatis. Say already that the minchas kenoyis has the same halacha like a korban chatis. In other words, ma chatis, just like a korban chatis, psula shlo lishmo. That's the first mission in Zvachim. They bring a korban chatis shlo lishmo. It's psula. Satayaf minochas. The same thing applies by minchas also. Af minchas kenoyis psula shlo lishmo. If the kohen brings the mincha of a kenois of a saita shlo lishmo, whether it's the shas kemitza or the shas kabbalas mikli or the shas halacha or the shas haktora, it'll also make a psul in the mincha. Samara says, if so, if that's true, if you're making this gzeirah shava of maskeras oven from a chatis that has a loch like a chatis, elamayat, if so, oshem yei psapasul shlo lishmo. If so, a korban oshem also should be posul. If they make this the shechita or the kabbalah or the loch of the zrika shlo lishmo, it should also be posel. And the first mishnah zvachim Tana Kama doesn't hold like this. And the question is, to gomer oven oven mechatis, that Yossi should learn out oven oven mechatis, because by yoshem also it says, Rashi says by yoshem ksiv v'lo yoda v'yoshem v'nosa avoynoi. Nosa says the word avoynoi by korban oshem. So meti gzeir shavo, just like oven by chatis means that shlo lishmo is psula, say the same thing by korban oshem also. If you bring a korban oshem shlo lishmo, it should be psula. Samara says no. I tell you, donin oven me yoven. It says the word oven by korban chatis, and it says the word oven maskeras oven by saito. So these two will learn out one from the other. But v'yein doven avoynoi me yoven. By oshem the pasuk says v'nosa avoynoi. It doesn't just say the word oven; it says the word avoynoi. Says so, this gzeirah shavu we do not make. Therefore, even though we learn out minchas kenoyis from a chatis, we would not learn out a noshim from a chatis. Tzmora says, but so what? My nafkim, you know, what's the difference over here? For Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, in Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, we learned that we make such a gzeirah shavu. And the pasuk says in the parasha of Negoyim, one pasuk says v'shev hakoyin, and he returned, or bu hakoyin, then he came. So we dashin zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. We make a gzeirah shavu. What applies to one applies to the other. Rashi says, "Nageyatu v'tach v'noisin loy shavuot." You have to cement down the place you take out the nega and wait another week. So we learn out one from the other, even though it's not the exact same word. But as long as it means the same thing, you can make a gzeirah shavu. So just like over here, from the word v'shev and the word obo, we're making a gzeirah shavu. Savada from the word avoynoi and the word avon, also we should make a gzeirah shavu. So Chuy should learn out a korban osham from a korban chatis. For Yodin, secondly, ligmar avoynei avoynoi me'oif d'shmias hakoil. Let's turn it out from oif of shmias hakoil. Rashi says the shmias hakoil chatisi. In the case we are supposed to say edus, and you deny, you say you do not know the edus, and you swear false. So the Torah says you have to bring an oilas, a chatis oif. For the more beyond, we learn out the word avoyna that it says by korban oshom from the word avoyna that it says by chatis oif. Beyond the shmias hakel, the Chassid says over here im lo yagid. If you're not going to say your edus, v'nosa avoyna, you're going to have to carry your chet. And here it's a chatis that shlo lishmo is psula. So still, why don't I learn out the korban oshom also shlo lishmo should be psula? Stella, what do you have to answer? I tell you that ki gamri gzereshavo. When do we learn this gzeirah shava of oven oven from minchas kenois back to a korban chatis? It was only learned lemoisin nedav u de gemira. It's only learned out for this halacha that if you have more money, you are makdish more money for your minchas kenois. The leftover money you bring in the nedav with it, you put into the pishkin, the base of mikdash. It has for nedavus that with that money they brought a korban oila and they put it on the mizbeach. But that's all. We only learn out the parasha of moisin nedav, moisin nedav. But Enochlami, this gzeirah shavu was not said to learn out the psul of shlo lishmo. So back to the kasha, how do we know by minchas kenois that shlo lishmo is psula? Now the Gemara Stami asks, what kind of answer is this? Maybe you'll tell me the klal is ein gzeira shava l'machta. Listen, once you make an gzeira shava here, you're learning out a minchas kenoyis from a korban chatis for the loch of moist and nedava. So how can't you say that you're learning out also shlelish moshe b'posel? Lachru, there's a klal of ein gzeira shava l'machta. You cannot make a gzeira shava halfway. You have to make it complete or nothing. Tomorrow says, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, goli rachmona gabi chatis. There's a special gzera sakosav here by Korban Chatis. That the Postik says, Vishochat oiso lechatis, Vishochatis for Korban Chatis. So we darshin, oiso lishmo ksheiro, shler lishmo psulo. Only by Korban Chatis do we have this psul. That if you shecht or do the dollar of oidis, shler lishmo by Korban Chatis, that it's psulo. That's true on this Postik. Vishochat oiso lechatis means oiso. Only by Korban Chatas itself is the Rapsul of Shler Lishmo. Avokol HaKodishim, but all other Kodshim, Bein Lishmon, Bein Shler Lishmon Ksherim, whether you bring it Lishmo, Shler Lishmo, also it's kosher. So that's why we do not make this Gzei Rishon, but to say Shler Lishmo's Posol, not by Milchas Kenois, and not by Korban Hashem. Even though there's already Gzei Rishon that we're learning out of an oven from a Milchas Kenois, but here there's not a kasha of a gzera shovel or machzor. Because here there's a special niya takroa that a korban chatis has this special din that shalor lishmo's psula that was only said by korban chatis and it was not said to learn out from its other places. Even though we have gzera shovels to learn out other dinim from a korban chatis. But this din, that shalor lishmo's psula, you cannot learn out with the gzera shova. If so, for the Gemara, back to the question, ele minchas choyta, or minchas kenoyis tepsulim, shalor lishmon minolan. If so, how do we not talk about it shver? Even a minchas choyta shver now. Even though the Torah calls it a chatis, but the gzeras akostiv, only by korban chatis, is shalor lishmon psula. You can't learn out from a chatis, even to a minchas choyta. Or not even to a minchas kenoyis you can't learn out. So we saw back to the Kasha, how does our Mishnah know to say that by Minchas Choytem and Minchas Kenois, if the Kohanim do the Avodah Shler Lishmo, is Tzula? So it says like this. Let's see, Chatis, time am I. What's the reason by Chatis itself we say Shler Lishmo is Tzula? What's the reason by Chatis? Because Mishum Nechsiv Bo He, says next word He. Is it to say Chatis He, that everything has to be done L'Shem Chatis? And if you do it L'Shem something else is Tzula. So I tell Yochinam here also by a minchas choita. Hoksiv buhi, it says the word he, both by a minchas kenois and by minchas chatas, it says the word he. So therefore, it's not a real limud learning out a minchas choita and a minchas kenois from a korban chatas, but just on the rabba. The same niyat that it says by korban chatas says the word he there. That means only lishmo, not shalel lishmo. It says the same word he by a minchas choita and a minchas kenois. If so, still it's shver. If so, Oshem Nami, even a Korban Oshem also should be possible then, Shalor Lishmo. Hoksiv by who? It also says the word who, by a Korban Oshem. So let's see, also Torah there means, only Lishmo is kosher and Shalor Lishmo is psula. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, how who, liacharak toras imur mudisiv, by the parsha of a Korban Oshem. When the Apostle says the word who, when Parsh Rashi says the Parsh of Tzav Asarim, Victor Oysam HaKoin, HaMizbecha, Ishel Hashem, Oshem Hu, it says the word who over there by the Parsh of burning the Emurim. But since it only says it by the Parsh of the burning the Emurim, it cannot be Lekuva. It cannot mean to tell us that Shler Lishma is Tzula by Korban Oshem. Kidatanya, like we learned, that Avo Oshem, L'Nyama Bayu, El L'Yachar Taras Emurim. It only says the word who, after the Akhtaras of the Emurim. And the Svar is, who Atzmosh Lehukteru, Emur of Kosher. The whole Korban, even though you do not bring the Emurim, even though you do not burn the Emurim at all, still the Korban is Kosher. Like once you finish with this Rikas Adam, you have Yikapora. So even though it says the word Hu Bayashram, here it cannot mean to teach us that there's a Psul Yikuva, that if you do it Shalei Lishmo, it's possible. Because that's what the Torah meant to say, it should have said it by the Yikah Dalet Avodis. Not by the avoid of Emurim, or burning the Emurim, which though avoid is not likuva. So therefore it's not a kasha, why Oshem Shlol Lishmo is still kasha. But still the Gemara asks, V'yelohu lomali, so stamazoi, why did the Torah say the word who, by a korban Oshem? Enoch Anami, in fact it says it by the Emurim, but hagufa kasha, What does the Torah say about the Emurim? So Marin says, Likidirav Huna Amarav. Like Rav Huna Amarav says, that he says, Osham, Shenitak Luria, Feshachutu Stamis Kosha. If you have a Korban Osham that was Nitak Luria, let's say the Korban Osham that the owner was Nishap already, with another one. And then, first he was Makdish one Korban Osham and he lost it, and he brought another one, and he has his Kapara, and then they find the first one. So Lachar is by Korban Chatis in such a case, it's Lemisa's law. But here by Noshim, it's not Lemisa's law. The din is you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, give it out to the fields to be pastured, and then when it comes a Balmum, you sell it, and with the money you buy a Korban Eilah. That's the law of a Korban Noshim. So now, let's say somebody shechs this Korban Noshim after the owner already had his kapor from the first one. So even though right now it's not aimed to be brought for Korban Noshim, it's brought to be sold and to be brought for Korban Eilah, but if you shecht it now, still it's psula. It still has a shame Oshim on it. Only if you manatik it, means once you give it over to the Rai, you give it over to the shepherd to pasture with it, then the halacha is, if you shecht it, stam is kosher. That's where Punas Amarav's halacha again. That Oshim, shenitak liriya, means once you gave your Korban Oshim that you don't need anymore, you gave it over to the shepherd to pasture with it, then v'shachutu stam, if somebody shechs it stam, kosher l'shem Eilah. It's a kosher korban that comes into a korban Eilah. But the deek is nitikin, only because the owner gave over this korban Oshem to the shepherd. He was manatiki, like he's not going to use it anymore for the korban Oshem. But le nitik, if he did not give it over yet, then lay, then the kedusha, the shame Oshem, does not go off it. And if he shechs it stam now, it'll be psula. Why? Because amakro hu peviyosihei, that a Korban Oshem always remains with his Din Oshem on it. When does it lose its Din Oshem? Only if you manatik it. But before Nituk, before you give it over to the shepherd, it does not lose its Din of a Korban Oshem. That's the Diyuk from the word Hu. But not to teach us, Shelo Lishmo is possible. Senach Nami, the Pshan, our Mishnah, how do we know Minchas Chet and Minchas Knois is Tzula, Shelo Lishmo, because it says the word He by the Mincha of Knois, of Soit and Minchas Chet. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Mincha Soimer, Shekom Sashna Lishma Psula. The Mincha Soimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that comes to be Matir the Chodesh, you cannot eat the new crop there before Pesach until you bring the Yomer. So the Kohen makes the Kmitza, Shele Lishma is Psula. Why? He says the reason is Hoyulu Boys Lahatir, since the whole purpose of his Minchas Hoimer is only coming to be Matir the Chodesh, and Beloy Yetiro, since you brought it Shle Lishmo, it's not Matir the Chodesh, so therefore Psula, it has no worth to it, it's Psula. And Rashi says Psula means you can't burn it, the Kemitza, and the shrine is not Nechel. So Gemara says, and the Chayna Atoim, the same thing you say also, the Yoshim Nazir, and the Yoshim Mitzera. If a Nazir or a Mitzvah has to bring an Oshem, that Sheshochton Shlo Lishmon, whoever made the Shchid did a Shlo Lishmon, Allah Chris Psula. Now these two Hashem is Psula. It would not have the Allah of the first mission in Zvachim to say that the Kosho, you could bring it, you could burn it and eat the meat. It's only Le'ol Le'Bailam Mishum Chayva. He says no. He holds the Maisa, Rav holds that this Korban Oshem is possible. Why? Ho Yulo Bola Hakshir. The whole purpose of these Ashamis, of the Ashram Mitzvah and the Ashram Nazir, is to be mashed them that they can eat Kachim again. And Vloyech Shiroi, since it was brought Shlel Lishimon, that's the name of the first mission, it's the Olu Labayl Mishum Chayva. So Pshita, since the Olu Labayl Mishum Chayva, they do not have their Hechsher. So since they don't become Torah, they can't eat Kachim because of it, the Korban is useless. It's not like a regular Korban that could be brought anyway. Here, the whole purpose is only Lahakshir. If it's not Lahakshir, it's Psula. That's Rav's Chiddush. So where it says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol ha-manochois, shenikmesu shlel lishmon ksherois, elu shlel olubayl mishum lishum chayva. Our Mishnah says, no, by all manochois, even though the Kanim did the avoidish shlel lishmo, still it's kosher, just the owner is not mekayim is chayv. Chutz, what are the only two exceptions here? The only two exceptions are Chutz b'minchas chayt and minchas kenois. These are the only two menachas that are psulim shlo lishmo. Now the question on Rav is, the yimis, if you hold like you Rav, listening nami, Chutz b'minchas oimer. Why did the Mishnah also include that a minchas oimer is also possible shlo lishmo? Samar says, no, I'll tell you like this. Kikatoni bo yochid. When does the Mishnah talk about menachas kolam menachas? A menachas that a yochid brings, a private person brings. But bo tzibu likatoni, a mincha seima, a korban tzibu, even though it has the same halacha, but the Mishnah doesn't talk about a mincha tzibu. Another chiluk is, kitoni bo biglal atzmo, only if the mincha is coming by itself. But bo biglal zevach likatoni, by the mincha seima, there was a korban brought also. Since this mincha is brought with the korban, we don't talk about such menachas. And third chiluk is, kikatoni hanich shen kvulem zman. A Mishnah talks about menachas, that there's no special zman when you have to bring the mincha. But over here, the kvul or zman, a mincha saimer, that is a special day, the second day of Pesach. That's the day you have to bring the mincha saimer, loikatoni. The Mishnah doesn't talk about it. The Mishnah could agree to Rav that a mincha saimer, it was brought shalei lishmo, since it's not mati of the chodesh, vachila, it has no purpose for it, so be psula. You will not be able to burn the kamitza, and you will not be able to eat from the shirayim. Here, now the Gemara goes on and says, Omama, what we just said before, that v'cheina atoim, the sentence according to Rav, Rav would say, that v'yoshem nozir, v'yoshem mitzera. In the case where a nozir or a mitzera has to bring the roshem, so sheshochton shalei lishmon. If they made the shchita shalei lishmon, so the nozir or the mitzera is not mekayim mischayv. He doesn't have his hechsher. He cannot eat kochim. According to the base of Middush, if so, psulim, if so, you should know that the whole korban is possible. Why? Ho yulubola hechsher. Since the purpose of this korban, of this osham of a mitzvah and a nozir, is to be machsher, to make them kosher, to come to the base of Middush, for lahir shiroi, it did not do its purpose, since it was done shalal lishmon. It's not olulabailo mishum chayvam. If so, your svar was then, the whole korban is tzula, that you cannot make this rikas adam, and you cannot make the aktaras semurim. So we ask the question, Tanan, listen, we learned this first mission in Zvachim. Tanan, we learned, kol ha-zvachim sheshocht n'shlo lishmon, all the zvachim that the shechita was done, shlo lishmon is ksherim, the korban is still kosher, ela only, shlo olu l'baylo l'mishum chayva, only that the owner is not mekayim is neder, he'll have to bring another one, but the korban itself is kosher, that you can make the zrikas adam, you make the aktaras imurim, and the kana can eat from the bosa. Chutz, the Mishnah says clearly, what's the only exception? Chutz mi pesach v'chatis. Only a korban pesach and a korban chatis, the sechta shtel lishmon, there it's psula. So the question is, according to Rav, v'yemisa, we hold like what you're saying, listening now, the Mishnah should have said also, chutz meyosham nozir, v'yosham mitzayra. The Mishnah should have said also, Chutz miyashem nozir v'yashem mitzayra. The bo'o l'hachshav l'hachshiroi, that since these korbanos are coming to be machshir, the nozir or the mitzayra, if it doesn't do the purpose, the korban is possible. So how come the Mishnah left it out? So Gemara answers, Kivon di'ikar sham gezelis, v'yashem milis, till the kaporah also. Since there are some korbanos, some ashamas, that come from kaporah, that these ashamas do not only come l'hachshir, just to make the person fit, but it comes for a kaparo, says so, leipsikolai, it doesn't want to say clearly like, an ashram is possible, because there are some ashramas that are kosher. So therefore, since there are some ashramas that are kosher, it does not want to say that ashram is absolutely shalom lishma. But now the Gemara Stam is the question on Rav. Luchuramaish no ashram nozir, v'yoshim mitzara, dobo lahachshir, what's your sword that says this Oshim is posel shlo lishmo? Because the purpose of the korban is to be machshir, the nozir or the mitzvah to be able to come and eat kochim, or to go into the base of Migdash. And if it doesn't do its purpose, you're saying it's posel. If so, any Oshim also, hani nami, an Oshim of an Asham gzelus, also, bowl a kapora. The purpose of the Asham gzelus is you did a chet, need a kapora. If so, since it's brought shalei lishmo for loy chipru, so the owner does not have its kapara from the korban, so why does he say it's kasha? Fagufa kasha. What's the difference if the korban is coming lahachshir or the korban is coming for kapara? If the korban does not do its purpose, according to you, it should be posel. And that must for sure the first Mishnah says in Zvachim that the noshim is kasha according to Tanakama. So Morris says, I'll tell you like this. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Motzinu, we find shechola kakosiv bei mecharpin or bei machshirim. Yes, there's a chiluk between a korban that's coming for a kaporo, for a forgiveness, or the korban is only coming to be machshir to make the owner fit to come into the base of Middash. mechaperin ispuhu tiosel yacham mison, a carbon that came for the purpose of a kaporia, if the owner dies, so the yorshim still bring the carbon. But machshirin lespu tiosel yacham mison, if the only purpose of the carbon is to be machshir the owner at the owner's mace, then the yorshim do not bring the carbon. So we find the difference. The Tanan we learned, ho'isha shehevi chatosa umeso. So again, so this isha is an isha that she led this. Shehevi chatosa, she brought a chatos ready when she was alive, umeso, and then she died. So locher is yorvi yorshin oiloso, that the yorshim have a right to bring the korban oilo. Mashenken the opposite way, let's say oiloso, that Yoledis brought a korban oilo, umeso, and then she died. So locher is lo yorvi yorshin chatoso, that the yorshim cannot bring a chatos. And the reason Rashi says this is because the chatos by Yoledis, an isha that gave birth, is bola hachshir, is coming to be machshir to let eat kochim. So you see a korban that comes la hachshir, it's not brought liyacha misa. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.